Blog Talk Radio.
We are go for liftoff in T minus 30.
Hit the record button.
Say hello.
Vic, hello. I've been waiting. The music was going, you know, getting down, getting funky.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm great, actually. I was looking forward to it, too. I'm like, oh, my God. As I was watching the movie, and for those that are listening, yes, this is Italo's Blog Talk Radio. I know. I haven't introduced myself, and I haven't introduced my guest, who is Patricia Mizan, or Mizan.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello, listeners.
Hello.
Thank you, Victor, for inviting me on your show. I'm so excited.
Yes, and the reason we're excited, I think, well, I'm excited for talking to you, but I'm also excited because I was watching this movie who had, you know, praise and had so many critical acclaim and all the nonsense, right? It goes on, and you're like, okay, this is too much hype, you know? Usually, I don't mm-hmm. go for the hype. And mm-hmm. so I'm like, okay, let me watch it, because you said it was great. So I'm like, well, if Patricia likes it, let me watch it, you know? And so I started watching, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay.
I was like,
I did not see that coming. I'm so glad that, first of all, you decided to watch it. You know, I love Netflix. That's my go-to. And I wanted to watch a good movie. You know, when you're at home and you're kind of like by yourself and you're like, I want to watch a good movie. And I'm scrolling and I see The Marriage Story. Now, granted, I didn't know anything about The Marriage Story prior to me clicking on to The Marriage Story. I saw Scarlett Johansson, and usually she's in action-packed films or comedies. You know what I mean? Like dramedies. So I was like,
well,
let me check this out.
Yes. I mean,
yes,
before Black Widow, she was in Woody Allen movies.
Yeah, that's true, but I haven't seen her, like, in a real drama in quite a while. And
yeah,
I wanted to, and as an actor, I love watching other actors, and I'll just watch and try to learn, and I look kind of, like, objectively as, like, that's our job as actors. So I said, let me watch it. And, oh, my gosh, I was... She took my breath away.
Oh,
her
Lord.
Emotional. Yeah. I'm telling you, I could not take my eyes off of her. Literally.
Mm.
And then Adam Driver, like, he wow.
Yes.
That fight scene.
Yes.
When
oh
he
my gosh.
The wall.
So okay, so before we go into that.
Yeah.
So let me just explain to the listeners who have not seen the movie yet. Okay. This will be a great time to stop this this YouTube video because we're going to spoil it for you. Anyways, so yeah, spoilers are ensuing right now as we speak. So go ahead. Yeah, what was your impression of the performance of the fight? Let's talk about the fight because the fight, I'm going to talk about the fight.
Gosh, and it's okay to talk about it and spoil some things for everybody, listeners, you know, it's okay?
Well,
okay.
I warned them all, yeah.
Okay. Well, my gosh. Okay, marriage, first of all. You know, marriage is, I'm married, by the way. So, I mean, this is probably the most truest movies I've seen that deals with marriage and the truth and rawness of it and the lack of communication sometimes that couples may have. You know, there's a lot of underneath stuff going on between the two characters that become revealed, but the fight scene, so, wow. Now, this fight scene blew up to the point where he wished something that, oh my gosh, I would never, ever, ever say in my life to anyone. And I don't think anyone. I mean, he was so angry. And I want to know, was that in the script, do you think, or was that something that he said out of?
No, I okay, so this is one of those movies, right, that I was trying to see, okay, was this improvised? But I'm like, no, this is very well scripted. Very well worked out. They had like I could tell that they workshopped this scene. You know, this is probably one of those things where you're like, okay, we're going to audition Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver. This is the scene that you're going to be, you know, like, what do you call it when you audition, right? So you have the audition.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the audition. This is the scene for the audition to me.
Right.
And so when I saw it and I could, I had to stop it. I had to stop it. Because I was getting angry and I was getting emotional.
You were affected. Great.
Yeah, I had to stop. I'm like, stop. Wow.
I cried. I know.
Wow. I'm like.
Yeah. You know what is? Yes, I'm telling you, it's brilliant. These actors really are brilliant and are so well deserving of the Oscar. Seriously, because they brought out a lot of pain that we as humans can relate to that we don't show. And you know what? You know, the writer was Noah, what was his name? Noah Baumbach. I can't pronounce his last name.
Baumbach or Baumbach.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Director as well. My gosh. You know, but
I don't know
he was
so
angry.
What else did he direct? Let me just check it out here. Oh,
I'm
he
sorry?
Did this Squid and the Whale. No, I'm just looking at his previous, the director's previous credit. So, anyways, I'd like to see what other movies he's done.
Yeah,
and
so,
this is the one that I've seen, but yeah.
Yeah, but at any rate, this fight scene, you know, as an actor, this is like juicy stuff that most actors, 99.9% dramatic actors would love to do because we want to get in it and we want to get messy and we want to get angry and sometimes in scenes we can't. We have to restrain ourselves. You know what I mean? But for this particular movie and this particular scene, I believe the director was like, just go all out, you know, and they did because they had to. And boy, was it painful. And it was brilliantly done. And oh, gosh, I cried. And it moved me. Scarlett Johansson, the way her pain. And, you know, you can tell that these characters developed they develop these characters so well that they knew everything about everything of each other and the relationship, and it everything affected them. And as actors, like, that is our job. You know, one of my favorite scene in the movie is when it's actually like towards the beginning, when Scarlett Johansson, she's just listening to him talking, and you know, she's kind of got this little grin going on, you know, and she's agreeing, and all of a sudden she turns around and tear, boom,
yes,
her feet comes
I
down,
remember.
And she lay, oh, she had me sucked. I was like, oh my gosh, because I've been there.
Right.
I know that pain.
Well,
and I'm telling you.
And then
you,
for those that
wow.
are, the photos that have seen it, because I've seen it, I know what you're talking about. So the scene
uh-huh.
is that they are, basically the movie starts right off the top. They're getting a divorce,
uh-huh.
they're getting a separation, and she's moving back to L.A. Where she's from, right? And so, yes,
yeah.
And I remember this is a scene right after the show where she's the star of the show because he wrote the show, whatever, and he's criticizing her performance, right? Even though
mm-hmm.
he said, no, I don't want to do it right now, but let's just do it. But she's like, yeah, yes, let's just get over, you know, let's just get it done.
Mm.
She kind of like was expecting him not to do it, I think.
Right.
And he's like, okay, you asked for it, so here it goes, right? And so when
mm-hmm.
she heard him criticism of her performance,
mm-hmm.
and at that point where he says there was no emotion, you were trying too hard at the end to get the emotion, and you couldn't get the
mm-hmm.
emotion out in this scene. And she was like, yeah, well, I wasn't feeling it. But then she turns
mm-hmm.
around and goes to the bedroom, and she starts bawling.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and everything
like,
starts
wow,
revealing. Yeah. And that was just the beginning of the story, and it sucks you in because you want to know what is going on in this marriage. You know, it's just got so many layers.
Right.
And it starts revealing itself, and she was living her life. You know, that whole scene, there's another scene, I have to say, when she's talking to Dern, you know, Dern, the supporting actress, Miss Dern. What's her first name? I want to say Karen, but it's not. Let me look it up really quick.
I'm sorry.
Oh, connection. Are you there?
Yeah, it's just my...
Victor!
My earbuds weren't... Boop, 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 boop. Anyways, I'm switching back to... Go ahead.
Okay,
sorry.
Let me know when I have you.
No,
I
got it. I'm on speaker.
Okay.
Laura Dern.
Laura. There she is. Okay, she did an outstanding job as well. So there's a scene where, and that she, Laura Dern, right?
Right.
She is representing or wants to represent Scarlett Johansson, you know, as her lawyer. Now, this remarkable scene,
mm-hmm.
I watched it twice. I had to watch it twice because Scarlett, when you watch it, there are no cuts. It ran, it's like a 2-minute continual scene that the director allowed to play out. The camera followed her in the bathroom while Scarlett talked. She comes back out. She's still sharing her story. This is when she reveals everything about herself to Laura. And then she's, you know, it did not cut. There were no cuts. And you are living Scarlett's life through her story, and you're visualizing, and you're, you know, she tells it so well and she lives it so well that it wasn't acting. She became the character totally, 100%. And I just was so fascinated by her work, and I was like, oh my God, let me watch this again. And so I noticed that the director did it in one continual take, and then And then it was on Laura, you know, the turnaround and the hug. And the, I was just brilliant. It was brilliant.
Mm.
I wonder how many takes they did. I wonder how many takes. But that would be something I would ask if I go.
Yeah, and I know that you're coming from a filmmaker point of view, right? Because you
director, so, and actor. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My take on that scene in particular, and I watched it twice too because I watched it in the morning. Anyways, I watched it twice, the whole movie, because that scene was interesting. Because you would think that Laura Dern was genuine about her hug and her, you know, being, empathetic, right? But what she was doing, she was analyzing the whole thing in her head. And she was like, I got this case. This is my case. She was putting basically her chess pieces in her head, and she was at that point, she knew she will win the case, right? So that's when she hugged her and she let her cry and she let her have her moment, not because she was empathetic so much. I think she was very cold. She's such a bitch when she had to be a bitch. And she was so nice.
Right.
She had to be nice. And he was like, oh, Laura Dern, I love you, but right now I don't love you. You're being so manipulative.
Right.
But at the same time, what's her name? Scarlett, she was clueless.
She had been abused.
Yeah. So I was like, I feel for Scarlett. But at the same time, I see what Laura was doing. I'm like, oh, Laura is just seeing money sign all over her. You know what I mean? I don't know if it makes sense. Their intentions were different, you know.
Winning.
Yes,
winning her case. Yeah, which is the lawyer's mind, you know.
Yeah, that's all they think about. It's like, I will win this case, and now I know how. You told me about your wanting to move to L.A. And your husband never wanted to move back to L.A. He moved to Europe somewhere. I forget what part of Europe. But he couldn't see himself in Los Angeles for some reason. But when it was convenient for him, it was a decision that we made. But when they talked about L.A., which is her passion was to go back to L.A., oh, yeah, we just discussed it, and it wasn't decided. It was just, you know what I mean? Like, he was very manipulative.
Right. And so the story is quite interesting because, and so real and honest and easy to relate to because, you know, a man and a woman, even though they're married, it doesn't mean either one of you have to lose your identity, you know? It doesn't mean one has to give up your dream. And that was what this story was about. It became that. It became his life and his journey and his dreams. And hers were pushed back. She had a child. She had a baby. You know what I mean? But still, she was still having that passion. And boom, the opportunity came. The pilot came. And she got it. Do you know what I mean? And it came back to her. And so... But he was really mean because, see, what happens in a relationship, too, is jealousy, especially if two people are in the same career field. Thank God mine's not. He's not in the industry at all.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, it hit on, you know, the whole thing about he became, you know, jealous also, and he also cheated on her. I'm really telling the story, like, because she had resented him a lot of resentment, and that resentment you felt, and I think that's where a lot of her pain came from. And then he revealed in the argument that he was miserable too, and that he wanted out, and he didn't want, I mean, he said so many mean things I couldn't even believe in the script. I was like,
right.
Wow, dude,
right.
you can't take those words back. And that's the
right.
whole thing too. Boom, it's final. But you know what?
But you know,
I do
and
have
that's
to
another
say.
Thing. The interesting, an mm-hmm. interesting thing is that, so you say it is to the person you're supposed to be loving, and you're supposed to be partners for life, and you're supposed to be friends with, right? Now, those things that he said, especially him, you can never say that to a friend, a confidant,
mm-hmm.
you know, for life,
mm-hmm.
and you don't wish her dead, you know, like, I mean, like,
yeah.
But anyways, those things that you said, like you said, you cannot take them back. Now, when you hear, when they are on the courtroom, or because it came to that point where they had to go to the court of the court, and they
mm-hmm.
heard the doctors speak out different things that they had said
right.
to them in private,
mm-hmm.
that of course not private when you talk to a lawyer, and they said mm-hmm. those things out loud, I think that's when they realized, like, oh my God, I can't believe you just told the lawyer about that
yeah.
thing I told you. Secrecy. And they both did it, though. So it's like, oh
yeah.
my God.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Comfortable.
Like, honestly, and you know what? I believe the divorce, because I know a couple of friends that are going through divorce, and I think, or have been divorced, I think that divorce can bring out the worst in each other, in you as a person. I think that it is probably, it's like death. You know, a lot of people say it's like,
right.
it's like death. But right. it can be ugly, and it can be mean and hateful, and it shows it, you know,
yeah.
it shows it. However, at the end, through all of that stuff, they both got what they wanted. She, you know, he ended up
well,
moving from New York to LA to be. Well, not 100% true. I mean, true. But he did get closer to his son, so he
yeah.
could share, you know, because he actually, they were going to be fighting over custody rights, remember? And all that.
55,
they were going to go like
55-45, because she says, okay, so that was the funniest thing to me when Laura says
mm-hmm.
at the end, you know, again, you got 55% of the custody. She's like, what do you mean 55? It's not 50-50? She's like, no,
right.
you get 55. He gets 45. I was like,
yeah.
really? You have to, like, do that?
Oh, yeah, she always
that
had to have
funny.
The upper hand, you know?
Yeah.
But
anyway,
you know,
your point was?
My point was, through all of that hatred that came out because of anger and stuff that had been bottled in for years, which, you know, that's what marriage counseling is for, which was never, ever, ever even talked about in the movie, which is quite interesting. However, at the end, you could still feel the love between these two people that they once shared. You could still,
right.
I think, when she tied his shoe, but wait, you know what I mean? Like, she always, she knew what to order for him. Like, of course. But it was, you could
no,
still feel love from
yeah.
both of them. And then it ended in a good note. Like, you know what? It's okay. Like, they're going to be okay, and they're going to make it work for their child. And I think a lot of people who are divorced, that's what they do, you know? They put everything aside, and they just,
right.
they just, it's for the child, you know, it's for the children. But
well,
wow,
I think what
was,
he had to go through what he had to go through,
yeah.
to realize that, he had to compromise. He never wanted to compromise ever. And so
right.
I think the point of the story, I think at the end is like, dude, Both of you have to compromise. She compromised a lot. She gave a lot for you, and she gave up her career for you. And I mean, not career entirely, because she still was acting, right? But she was in theater and she wanted to be in film. And so you're, I mean, you know this. And so she compromised way more than he had to compromise. And so the point is, at the end, I think he realizes, like, okay, you know what? I will move to LA, even though I don't want to. You know, this is my, I can lose my family altogether, or I can move back to LA, compromise a little bit. He still got his theater in LA, which is, LA has theater. And so he did have to go through that to realize, it's like, wait a minute, I have to, I don't have to put myself first all the time, do I?
Right.
So
and you know,
that's what happened.
You know what, I agree. And you know what I love about this story is that these two different characters, they did a transformation. She was weak and verbally
at the beginning.
By him, actually. He is a narcissist. He was a narcissist. Yeah, in the beginning. And it caused a lot of resentment for her. And she never truly spoke up about her feelings towards LA and stuff like that. She was very submissive. But throughout her journey in this story, she became stronger. And you could see the strength, right? You could see her changing and getting stronger, making decisions, and, you know. And for women, it was very empowering to see that, because we can't, she forgot about herself. She didn't know who she was. And then she got herself back. And that was her strength in the end. And she, you know, she put a hell of a fight. And then for him, he was a narcissist. Oh my gosh, it was all about him, right? He's a big hotshot director and this and that and the other. And it was all about him. And he changed.
Yeah. I mean, he took all the credit, you know, whenever whenever the show was in Broadway or whatever, it was his victory. His play, he wrote it and directed it and whatever. And even though she was the star of it, it wasn't really for her. Right. It was for him all the time. It was for him.
And he didn't appreciate her.
He didn't appreciate her.
Yeah. Oh, tell me how you liked the scene when he's sitting with his son reading the letter.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's when I realized, he's like, he got it. No, he's not gonna change. He's not gonna be a narcissist, you know. He's not gonna be like, all of a sudden, I'm not a narcissist no more, and I feel I have empathy and whatever. He was realizing for the first time how his wife viewed him.
Yeah.
He viewed him. Sorry about that. He viewed him. Even though you're going through the process of separating, right? She could have been nasty in the letter. She could have cast him out. She could have said many hurtful things. She could have been just coming from a place of anger, but she came from a place of love.
Exactly.
And he did not expect that. Mm-hmm. He was like, this is the letter that she never read the letter in therapy. And there it is. And the son was reading it too, and that was interesting. I'm like, so the first thing you started reading happened to be that letter. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I was like, where is this letter coming from?
Right. Like, those are big words.
And then he tried to make her out to be an alcoholic. You know, like, how low was that?
Come on.
He was reaching for something because he wanted custody and all this crap, you know, but I loved his performance.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, sorry.
You know, honestly, like, I loved his performance. The truth, both of these characters, all of them, Ray Liotta as well is in there. He was he did an outstanding job as a
and
lawyer,
the mother,
too.
The mother.
Oh, oh, my God. I love her. Oh, my God.
I love her, too.
Her name
I'm like, oh, for
you see her all the time. Yeah, you see her in a lot of movies, actually. She, I love her. She was so hilarious. She was like my little comic relief. Here, I'm going to pull it up here.
Okay, here's the thing that I initially thought, right? I initially thought, I'm like, this movie was going weird at the beginning because of the whole serving of the paper scene that the sister didn't want to do it and all that.
Yeah.
Now, the mother, upon seeing the, you know, the son-in-law, I was like, what's going on with the mother and the son-in-law? That was just odd.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, she had a crush on him, the mother.
Yeah.
And her, she totally had a crush on him, you know.
Yes.
And she, and okay, so her name's Julie Haggerty. Julie Haggerty.
Oh, okay.
She's been in a lot of movies and shows. She's been around for many, many years. She was on Grace and Frankie and let me see. Confessions of a Shopaholic.
You know what? I'm confusing her with somebody else. Okay.
She has a
distinct
voice.
Oh, she was an airplane. Okay. Okay.
Airplane. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Her breakout role.
Okay. Because I thought, for some reason, I was confusing her with the other actress from Victor Victoria, but this is not her. Anyhow, she did a great job.
I was
finding it very uncomfortable at the beginning, but then when she helped him get this one lawyer, I was like, well, but that's wrong.
What do you think about Ray Liotta?
Like, Ray Liotta was just, he was a perfect lawyer. And just an asshole, basically.
His rate. He was like,
I know.
Our,
I'm like, what the?
$950 an hour or something like that.
An hour? I don't make that in a month. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
I was like,
you know, but it's so true. And then he's like, you're going to have to pay for her. You know, I mean, money. All the money that goes into lawyers and, oh, gosh.
I mean,
you know?
And that was the thing that I was with him about. Like, he was going to split it. He was going to be fair. He tried, I guess. Well, his intention was to split everything in half and have 50-50 custody, which he got.
What?
He got 45 out of 50, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, you know, like in a cordial, civilized separation, right?
Yeah.
But then the lawyer and the other lawyer and the other lawyer get involved. And so I was like, what are they doing? But then again, that's how Scarlett discovered things, you know, that she wouldn't have known. But then I'm like, I don't know. This just would have been fun in therapy, but not in a courtroom, you know? And it's it was just embarrassing to hear that. But that's how things go in real life.
Oh, yeah. Right? True. But what a movie.
Well,
and, you know, my prediction, Oscar for Scarlett and possible, of course, a nomination for Adam. Laura Dern was nominated for supporting actress for the SAG. Oh, they were all nominated for SAG awards, but I think for her, at the depth that those two actors went through and showed and revealed, hands down, probably one of probably the best performance I've seen all year in movies. Now, Al Pacino, of course, and Irishman, phenomenal. And
I
Joe
did not
Pesci,
enjoy
but
that.
That's a whole other conversation.
I did not enjoy that. I did not like the Irishman.
You did.
I did not.
Well, there's a lot of mixed reviews, and that's okay. I honestly had to look up what it was kind of about. I was a little bit thrown off, and then I found out, it's about the union and this and that and the other. I actually had to look up who the Hoffa guy is, and that, because I didn't grow up during that period. I had no idea. But what I really thought was fascinating.
I've heard of Hoffa. Oh. It's just that I knew he was a mafioso, and his name was Hoffa. That's as far as I knew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
It was just too long. It was just like too long to be sitting in the theater.
So
three hours and a half, nonstop, and it was very slow.
Did you watch it
it would have been
the theater?
I watched it in the theater, and I did not know how long it was.
No. I think I would have been like, I did. I waited until it came out on Netflix because I heard it was 3 hours, and I was like, there's no way.
I did not know. So it was like watching Star Wars from beginning to end, nonstop. It's like, okay, I'm done.
But what I thought was, if we're gonna talk about it, are we gonna talk about it now or no? Can I just say one thing?
No, I don't want to.
No, can't say one thing.
You mean the Irishman?
It's about technology. Yeah, it's about technology.
Oh, yeah.
And
no problem.
About, the fact that they can, there's this new thing now. It's VFX. It's new. Martin Scorsese, they've done it for the first time in his movie, and they made the actors young, through a camera lens. Yeah.
That was
visual
weird.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
I thought it was weird.
I was like, wait a minute, how do these guys look so good? I know that's not makeup. What the heck?
Impressed. I was impressed. The first time I saw something that impressed me like that was Forrest Gump. You know, when the presidents were talking, the interaction with Tom Hanks and stuff like that, and camera angles. I thought that was interesting. Now, I do want to say, going back to the marriage story, because we only have a couple minutes, a few minutes left. I was going to say that I don't know if you've seen this movie. It's from the 70s. It's called Kramer vs. Kramer.
Oh, yes. Meryl Streep and Dustin Hoffman. Yeah.
Right. So if you have seen Kramer versus Kramer, that's what this movie reminded me of. Because I was like, what movie does this remind me of where there's a child involved? And it was a great performance by both. You know, more Dustin Hoffman. I think it was more about Dustin Hoffman. But because basically Meryl Streep just took off and you don't know what happened, right? What? And so,
you're exactly right. I agree with you.
I thought, I'm like, what does it remind me of some other movie? And I'm like, Kramer versus
Kramer,
which I love.
Kramer
was like one of
me
those.
Me too. I cried.
Yeah.
One thing I love about you, Victor, is that you love movies that tug at your heart. You know what I mean? Some guys are like, they don't go there, you know? They're like, that's a chick flick. And I'm like, excuse me. What do you mean, chick.
No, honey. It's a great movie.
I love it. It's a great movie.
And I'm not against action movies by any means. Like I enjoy both. I enjoy most genres. But my go-to drama. I don't go for the romantic comedy much anymore. But I do like for the dramas. I do like the dramas and of course comedy and horror movies and all that. But this is my favorite genre, the topic. Or also another movie was great. I don't know if you've seen it. It's on Netflix too. It's with Washington. What's her name? It was a stage play, and I reviewed it. I just forgot the name totally right now. Kerry Washington was in it. Yeah, you have to see it. I just totally forgot, blanked out right now.
Okay. Wait, is this a movie that she's in?
Yeah, it's a movie, and it's based on a Broadway show. Let me look it up right now. Oh, my God, I did a show about it. I forgot the title. Embarrassing.
Oh. Okay, so give me the title, because I would love to watch it. And it's out?
It's a wonderful. You are going to cry your teeth. Yeah, this is going to be another tearjerker. Hold on a second.
Awesome.
I forgot.
Let me get my box of tissues. No, I just love movies that make me feel, and I love movies that make me laugh, and I love all movies, action. I love all movies, but for the actor standpoint, gosh, these actors deserve an Oscar in my opinion. They did their job, and I love the fact that his name's Noah, right? The director and writer. The way that he did that one take with the camera, you know, and just allowed it to play out. And he's like an actor's director, you know. I'm sure that he would be really great to work with from an actor's standpoint. And I'm, you know, the way he allowed these actors to just explore and go and be there. And I would love to sit in a Q&A for this particular film. And I would love
I just saw the title of the show. Sorry to interrupt you, but it's American Son. American Son is in the name of the movie.
Okay, I will watch.
You got to. You have got to see it. It's another one, but you want to take a little break from this one. Recover from Marriage Story before you go see American Son, because American Son is very intense. Just as this one.
Really?
Okay. But we do have to wrap it up, guys. Sorry. I want to talk more about it. But.
Yeah, I enjoyed it so much. Thank you, listeners, for listening. And if you haven't seen it, please, you have to do yourself some justice. It'll allow yourself to feel all these different types of emotions. And it's a good story. It's a good story. Thank you for listening and having me on your show. Thank you. I almost forgot about it too, by the way.
Oh no! I was like, let me remind her again. No, but I appreciate you calling today, and we'll talk. We'll talk soon off the air.
Thank you so much, Victor. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.